We have countless thoughts and feelings each day, and most come and go without much notice. But we can't ignore our inner world for too long without parts eventually going rogue. For example, an owner might not have to manage every aspect of his business every day, but he is still ultimately responsible, and he must regularly set things in order to ensure the business is moving in the direction and achieving the outcomes he desires. Things will likely start to drift and go rogue when he neglects this attention, and he might soon realize his business is acting in ways that no longer represents his core values and beliefs. When this is the case, he must come back and clean house, putting things back in order again. The same is true for our inner world. All too often we live on autopilot and neglect the deep movements of our soul. And soon our thoughts and feelings start to do their own thing in ways that surprise even us. For instance, we blow up in anger and have no idea why. Perhaps we're confused when we're blindsided with sinful indulgences time and again. This is not who we want to be, but it's what we're doing. And often it's a symptom of a neglected inner world. Whether we're actively repressing, ignoring, or just simply distracted, thoughts and feelings are taking place beneath the waterline that are no longer aligned with our core values and beliefs. And as owner, we have the responsibility to order our inner world so that our actions and behaviors are bringing more life and goodness into the world. While some things might need to be eliminated, more often than not, this is simply paying attention and ensuring our inner world is submitted to the greater good we've committed to. In the end, we spare ourselves and others much heartache and grief when we learn to order our inner world. Don't let your thoughts and feelings go rogue. Pay attention and bring everything into service of God's best.